Hey, beautiful ladies, before we dive into today's topic, I just want to have a little chat with my ladies listening who are in the stage of pregnancy or postpartum. When I was first pregnant with my first son, I was very disappointed in finding that most of the pregnancy workouts that I Googled or prenatal videos I tried were very, very beginner level or very, very tame. It was not what I was looking for. I was hoping to be able to continue my level of fitness, but just take the necessary modifications and be able to safely, continue what I was doing before, continue even to improve those kinds of things. And that is why I created the Lifting for Two pregnancy program. It's exactly what I did for now all four of my pregnancies and kept me strong, kept me in shape. It's all completely safe, tailored to every single stage of pregnancy videos. There are videos to follow along with everything, and I'm pregnant at the time of the videoing. So I'm not going at a crazy pace, but I'm also not just laying on the floor doing leg lifts. So you can check that out over at healthycatholicmoms.com. You'll also find under programs my Building Back Your Base program, which is perfect for my postpartum ladies. You cannot just hop into what you were doing before. Even if you kept up your activity level during pregnancy, you need to do certain exercises to build back your core and get strong, be safe, help your posture, get your breathing and posture in order. All that good stuff. You will find that over also at healthycatholicmoms.com. Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms Podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy and strong to carry out your life, okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more. All the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in. Hello, my friends. This is the most mom kind of episode. I have been trying to record this for the last 45 minutes because my wonderful husband was like, go do work, get some work done, and sat down to record said episode here. And everyone was just absolutely raging so loudly while he was trying to facilitate bedtime, which truly my husband does bedtime every night. This is like a newer thing from kind of third trimester, maybe even second trimester of pregnancy on for me, where he kind of commandeered bedtime, which was awesome. And anyways, here I am finally. But ironically, so I'm like, I just want to sit down to talk about what I feed you people, but you're being too loud. And I have the baby back with me because I just wanted to take that off his hands, him off of his hands during said bedtime palooza. So anyway, I am here with you now and with little Micah James. Hi, we hear you. And I'm super excited to delve into what my kids eat in a day. For a couple reasons. One thing I hear often from ladies is that they think that they're gaining weight or that they can't seem to lose weight because of things like finishing off their kids' plates. So there's something there. And then some people are just wondering, like, what the heck do I feed my kids? Like, what should it look like? Those kinds of things. I do not have all the answers. I am not a nutritionist. I am a personal trainer with a sports nutrition certification. And I'm a mom of four. So that, to give you context for this episode, my kids are 6, 4, 2, and then an infant. So there's already been seasons from like birth to six here with the one kid, with my oldest child, and then with up to the 4-year-old. You know what I'm saying? I understand that this is going to ebb and flow as I have middle schoolers and high schoolers and beyond. So I can only attest to what's going on right here, right now, and has happened kind of in the past. And, you know, I know you're all at different stages listening as well, where some of you might have your first little baby. That's when I fell into listening to podcasts and really enjoyed it. And if that's you right now, there are things you can pull off with just one child that I cannot. So, for example, when I had one kid, I could splurge on the really nice, convenient, beautiful, whole food, organic pouches and those kinds of things. And I just thought that I was always going to do that and scale it up with X amount of kids, like just put them in a cute little clear container and they can go help themselves to snacks. And fast forward to grocery prices in 2024 and four children later, I'm not doing that. Spoiler alert. So I do want to just share with you for, you know, maybe some inspiration of what it looks like in our house. Just kind of walk you through their breakfast, lunch, dinners, and some snacks. And again, a couple purposes here to maybe give you some ideas for what your kids might enjoy. And also, if an area that you do currently struggle is from like finishing your kids' plates. And in my opinion, that should not be derailing your progress because they should also be eating healthily. I understand that, you know, kids might need more carbs than we do because they're running around burning off a lot more energy than we are. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, finishing off the crust of your kids' PB&J. I certainly do because I don't want to waste food. But in general, if we're worried that we're going to gain weight from it, that leads me to believe that maybe there's a problem as well with what we're feeding our kids that we feel that, you know, we would immediately gain weight from it. So just kind of a little bug, obviously no judgment, and we're all at different places. And you might hear some of this and be like, I wouldn't feed my kids that. And that is A-okay. Again, I've gone through ebbs and flows here. So I have absolutely no outline as really what fits with this kind of mom winging it podcast here today, but that's all right. Pretend we're sitting down, having a cup of coffee with our babies, having a chit chat while I bounce on an exercise ball, because that's what I'm doing exactly from my house to your house right now or wherever you are. Okay, so we'll start with breakfast. I have said a lot on Instagram and probably on the podcast that my kids pretty much day in and day out eat these little energy balls, protein balls, energy bites, whatever you would like to call them. It's basically a mix of oats, flaxseed, peanut butter, honey, sometimes applesauce, sometimes not, sometimes protein powder, sometimes not, with mini chocolate chips that you mix up, you roll in balls, and you stick in the fridge. So they have been having these ever since my first baby. It is truly what they eat every single day for breakfast. And like I said, it's gone through ebbs and flows. I don't make it with honey. I don't make them with honey. If I have a little kid who cannot have honey yet, I, you know, add water sometimes. If I'm short on today, I did that. I made them this morning and I didn't want to use up all my honey because I was like, I can probably get two batches of these going. So I used a little bit of honey and I used some water even. I will, like I said, sometimes put in protein powder, sometimes not, all that stuff. And there's debates on, you know, whether or not kids should have protein powder. My feelings on it are that if I'm giving them other sources of protein, it is okay, you know, in moderation and sparingly. And if they tolerate it, you know, okay. I don't give like 6-month-old babies whey protein, but by the time they're at least one and eating these energy balls, I will throw some in there. And I only do like 2 scoops bags. I won't do a whole bunch. So anyways, that is like absolutely always breakfast. I will say the one caveat. So again, you can feel that we're quote unquote normal here, whatever normal is. We're not normal, but it's Saturday and Sunday. We do cereal. It is cereal Saturday or cereal Sunday. Just kind of born from the fact that mom and dad wanted, not that, I mean, energy balls are already pretty darn simple because they're already in the fridge, ready to go. But I don't know. I don't really know how it started. Maybe they asked us for cereal or something like that. But I buy just different kinds of granola and they mix granola and sometimes add chocolate chips to that too and have cereal on the weekends. I also think if you're doing currently cereal every single day and you have more than one kid, That can be a huge budget suck. So I'd maybe consider, your frequency on that because it is easy. It's a nice go-to, makes everybody happy. But man, when I get it, I'm like, I cannot believe people can buy this like for everyday use because that would be our whole grocery budget. So that's breakfast in a nutshell. Lunches are pretty much always what you would think of as charcuterie style. I always give them a vegetable. Usually red peppers. They love red peppers. I can also get them to eat carrots. We're in a new phase of trying to encourage them to branch out in their vegetable choices because they cannot just get the same vitamins and minerals from those vegetables. But at the same time, I want them, it's better to eat a vegetable than no vegetable. So I'm using that more at dinner and I'll get into that in a second. But lunch, I'll pretty much keep them happy with the red pepper and the carrot. And then dinner is where I'm like, well, mom made broccoli, so you have to have broccoli, or mom made asparagus, so you have to have asparagus, whatever. But so there's always a vegetable. There's typically a fruit. Their plates today looked like one of my sons had these little adorable mozzarella cheese bites. They're definitely more expensive to buy this way because it's cheaper to just buy a log of mozzarella. But we weren't getting through the log of mozzarella like before it would, start to get moldy. So I bought these little snacking cheese packages. It's the Belgioso brand. I'm probably butchering that. I don't know how you say it. But they have them at Wegmans. If you have Wegmans by you, I'm not sure if they have them at a Costco or something like that. But he will do the mozzarella snacking cheese with crackers. And I just get like some basic almond flour crackers. He actually prefers them because 1 week I had to mix it in with something else because I was at a store that didn't have those. And he's like, and he actually prefers the almond flour one. So that's cool. So he had that on his plate, cheese and crackers with a red pepper, with apple slices. And that was it. At the end, he asked me for applesauce. We were out of applesauce, and I think he just wrapped it up there. And then my other sons both had Greek yogurt, nuts. My oldest is actually my pickiest. So that first one was my oldest. And then my next two guys had red pepper, clementine, nuts, and Greek yogurt. And honestly, it looks really similar to this day in and day out. I might swap out the fruit. Sometimes I will do bananas and peanut butter, or apples and peanut butter, or they will sometimes do celery and peanut butter. They go through phases, like probably your kids do, where 1 minute yogurt's super hot and they love yogurt. The next minute, my husband and I were just talking about this tonight. There was something that my 4-year-old like was all about. Suddenly, he was like, "Didn't they used to not like this?" I'm like, "Yep, it's just hot and cold, like the yogurt thing." And I literally quoted yogurt for that. I can't remember what it was. Raisins are like that. Yogurt's like that. They go through seasons where everybody likes it, nobody likes it. Of course, it's the week you buy a ton of it, that kind of thing. But they will do that a lot for lunch. My middle two guys, again, do like PB&J. So I will do that sometimes for them as well. I don't have anything, against PB&Js. I would love to say we're doing rolled up deli meats. I used to be able to get all three of them to do that, like a rolled up deli meat, a cheese, or a Greek yogurt, and then a fruit and a vegetable. But for whatever reason, we are revolting against the deli meats currently, so we're not doing that. So that's what their lunch looks like. Then, also, if you're wondering about snack time and like flow of the day, many times we are not doing a morning snack. Again, I think this is like an ebb and flow. There were seasons where they would live and die by like the 10 a.m. snack, and I would put, something out. But right now, they don't typically remember about it, ask for it. I think it's a little bit seasonally too. But if a lot of times, like I'm doing schoolwork with the older two, I will put like pretzels or something out for my 2-year-old so he can kind of be seated and snacking on something while I'm working with them. So that sometimes is, if there is a mid-morning snack, it's usually like pretzels, nuts, raisins, something like that, something pretty easy. Then lunch, I just mentioned. After that, we almost always, unless we are doing like a, earlier dinner, we'll go right to dinner. But almost always, even while I'm just getting dinner ready, I will put out what we call a share plate, which basically is just another charcuterie style little board that they will share. And in the summer, and even just on nicer days, the other day, it's February at the time of recording this, but it was a warmer February day for us in upstate New York. And I took the share plate outside. We've done that a couple times. We'll do that a ton in the summer and spring as well. But share plate is usually just, I just kind of figure, you know, work around what we've had or not had at lunchtime. Sometimes I will put out little, I buy the Vermont meat sticks, the Vermont turkey pepperoni. They're really high quality. No nitrates, all that good stuff. So, I mean, if you're going to do a dehydrated meat, it's kind of a nice way to go. I'm sure there's other great brands too, but I get the Vermont turkey pepperoni and they have little mini sticks, which I like because a lot of times the kids will start one, not finish it, whatever. And these are pretty teeny. So I'll put out mini pepperoni sticks. Usually another kind of maybe dried fruit or fruit, excuse you, just belch after his nursing, dried fruit or some kind of fresh fruit. And then usually again, something snacky like popcorn. That's a new one. I used to never make popcorn, and lately they've been heavy on the popcorn train. So it's one of those, you know, not a ton of nutritional value, but just like pretzels, but at the same time we could do a lot worse, in my opinion. Some of this is my opinion. I used to get goldfish as a snack or like the pirate's booty stuff. I have phased both of those out. That's more like a treat thing. If it was Valentine's Day or something and they bought the little mini packs of that, I will do that. But typically we are not buying things like veggie straws, goldfish, pirate's booty. Again, there's no judgment here, and it's not to say I won't buy it again for a play date or for something like that. It is tough in the summer, I will say. This is when I always struggle with a quote-unquote snack because we're at the baseball field a lot and a ton of cousins come, and it's really expensive to share a bunch of dried fruit or something like that, and it's kind of inconvenient usually to bring fresh fruit. Even so, I would have to bring a bag of like 10, at least 10 apples for, you know, just to be ready for cousins to come. So my sisters and I will do dried fruit sometimes, but it's a huge delicacy. Like, oh, you brought dried fruit today. And that's when a lot of times things like veggie straws and whatnot can creep in because it is just cheap and easy to feed a lot of people. But I'm kind of, you know, in my opinion, again, the pretzels and pirates, or not pirates, but the pretzels and popcorn seem to be a little bit of the lesser of the two evils. And I just buy the kernels and pop it myself and add a little butter and salt. So I know the ingredients. Pretzels don't have a ton of ingredients, basically like flour and salt. So I just, you know, we do the best we can. Whatever you're giving your kids snack, it, you know, at least they're fed. But that's, again, just sharing what we're doing. And then, so that's a share plate. Again, I just try to, I've said again about 72 times. I'm so sorry. I can hear myself saying it as I bounce here. And, you know, we're just going to keep pushing through. I'm not going to edit it out. But anyways, I just try to pretty much balance the macros for my kids like I would myself. If you've heard me talk about this in, you know, regards to myself before, where I'm not going to put on the share plate or on their lunch plate an apple, an orange, banana, and nuts. I'm going to make sure it's like a carb or two, protein and fat. And they know this, and I talk like this. If they ask for like, hey, mom, can I have, you know, exactly what I just said, I'd say, well, what are you having for your muscles? You need some protein or fat on there. Would you like a meat stick? Would you like some nuts? Those, would you like some Greek yogurt? Those kinds of things. So they're already learning how to balance it out themselves, because I will talk that out with them and for them. And I do it obviously in a way too that is really appealing to them. Like, hello, who doesn't want muscles? That's a little, they're like, yeah, for my muscles. Okay, yeah, but wait. And then they'll ask about each other. And my kids, this might just be, you know, a personality thing, but they'll be like, well, is he getting bigger muscles than me because he's having this? And, you know, whatever. So I do explain what I'm doing, not in a crazy way, not in a big lecture way. Just, ah, no, that's all just carbs. That's all just going to give you too much energy. So pick something else. You know, I need you to have some protein and fat or whatever. Or I'll give options that are protein and fat that you could have. Stick of beef jerky, or you can have, like I just said, nuts or whatever, but I'll offer that to them. Now, dinner, I will absolutely just let you know right now, is a what's a word nicer than train wreck? I don't know, but it's along the lines of train wreck, where it's, you know, all every man for himself. Just get through it kind of a thing. Truly, this is the hardest meal, as I think it is for many of us. I am very much team. I'm only making one meal. I'm not making 1,000 different things. I'm not a short order cook. I'm not going to make different things for myself, so it's quote unquote healthier. I want all of us to be eating good, nourishing, healthy food. That being said, I will make some accommodations. Like, the kids are pretty much allowed to have a couple things that they just don't like. And my husband and I have talked about it. We've talked about it with them, and we think that's kind of pretty fair. And I know, again, everyone is listening to this at different stages. And I thought, like, wow, look, We just give our kids nourishing food and they'll just love it because my first child was like that up until a certain point. So I feel like it's right around three. It has been for my kids that they kind of turn. Even my 2.5-year-old was absolutely pounding risotto this evening. And I was thinking, like, man, they all used to be super good eaters until this little turn. So my older two is they all. And then this little turn happened around three where they started disliking things strongly or only eating two things, whatever. My 4-year-old only ever wants to eat sausage. My 6-year-old, like I mentioned, is the pickiest one. He wants burgers every day. And that's it. So at least they do want protein and fat, but they don't want any other kind. Nobody likes chicken. It's everything. It's the whole thing. So we've talked about with them. You're allowed to have preferences. And if, say, you really dislike mushrooms and I don't know, what's another thing my kids don't like? Mushrooms and sweet potatoes, okay? Then you do not have to eat mushrooms and sweet potatoes, but you will have to eat the other things that are offered, the other items that are. So if I'm making a meal that I know has mushrooms, I will leave it off yours, or I will let you pick them out, or I will pick them out for you, those kinds of things. But you cannot have 27 foods that you don't eat. You cannot only eat, I'm not making you sausage every night for dinner. I'm not making you a separate PB&J, that kind of thing. So even like we do meatless Fridays, and through Lent, we were doing meatless Wednesdays as well. So we had two meatless nights to account for. Now, I have gone through seasons where I've been like, I'll just give them a cheese pizza. I'll just whatever. But now, nope. Like, I will give you literally one shrimp. So you can have one shrimp and then a bunch of other things that you like, but you are eating that one shrimp. And I will still have them, try salmon, same thing. Like, you have a couple bites of salmon on your plate. You're expected to eat it. I cannot let you leave this house not eating anything except for sausage. And I know that there's many approaches to this, and other people have assured me that their kids ate only cereal till they were 10 and then they were fine and totally started eating other things and whatnot. But that's just what we're doing right now. So dinner is truly just what we eat. So it just looks like a carb, a fat, a protein, and a green. And the other accommodation I'll make for them is I get that sometimes kids just don't like stuff touching. So chili is a really big one currently, where I've been loving soup and chili season, and my children have not, where they do not like all the mix-ins. So I just do try to accommodate this a bit, where if, because at the end of the day, this to me is not the hill to die on if, they're still eating the same food. So I will make the ground beef or ground turkey or whatever I'm using, and I will keep it separate. And then I will, give them some raw veggies instead of the veggies in the chili or soup. And then I'll give them another, fruit option. Or if we're having bread with it, they'll just have the bread, that kind of thing, where we're still, giving them a little bit of a say and honoring their preferences a bit, but they're still having what we're having. So that covers dinner. And that being said, I do try to incorporate the foods that they do like. I don't want them to, never look forward to dinner. I don't want every dinner for us to like have to slog through as a family. So I do typically make burgers and sausage at least every 2 weeks, if not every week. My 6-year-old the other day, just we have a dry erase board on our fridge, and I see burger meat, and it was written like very close to my husband's handwriting. And my husband had written something right above it. It's like garbage bags. And then I see burger meat. And I was like, Josh, did you write that? He's like, yeah, I did, because I want you to make burgers again. We just had them like 4 days ago. So I do try to honor people's preferences. And, they're not going to only want to eat burgers and sausage forever. So if I can get a couple meals where no one's complaining. And on that note, I will say one last thing here, that we just instated the no complain rule. So I know people have all different rules. Like I said, the, one bite rule, the no thank you rule, the whatever rule. And we've just started the you don't get to complain at the table, or you will be dismissed from the table and you will have to eat said food for breakfast is the penalty. We just instituted this recently. So we said we'll give a warning or two because you guys don't have it as a habit yet. But, we just gave the old spiel of we work hard to, pay for these groceries. Mom works hard to prepare this food, and we are not going to spend our precious time together complaining that we need to eat it and complaining that this is what was set before us. So again, things cannot be your favorite. You can ask for different, and we'll also say sometimes like find a way to enjoy it AKA, go get the ketchup, go get some barbecue sauce, whatever. We do let them have condiments. I don't eat ketchup. My husband rarely does, but we started buying it for them just to try to, make some of these things more palatable for them. It is what it is, but that's what it looks like. So if I am finishing their plate, I'm not gonna be putting myself in a bad position here because it's pretty much looks like a smaller version of what I'm eating. And they do love things like dried fruits. They do love, and then I will say pretty much, I think I've named everything they eat because it's still not much, like I said, outside of the realm of dinner. Our breakfast and our lunches and our snacks are very, very similar day to day. And then we do pepper in the treats. So we have a little treat basket, basically anything they get from Valentine's Day or All Saints Day or something like that goes up in a treat basket. They are allowed to pick from it after Sunday Mass if they had good behavior. Absolutely. We use the bribing. And then I do make treats on Sunday. So I will make brownies or cake, or sometimes it's really simple if I've not thought of it. I just try to usually, if I'm making like chocolate chip cookies, I'll try to make a couple batches of the dough and stick it in the freezer so I can just pop them out and just bake off 12 for us for Sunday. And then obviously, when that runs out, I'll have to do something else and then replenish it. That's been really nice to be a little bit ahead of. Sometimes I'll just do things like chocolate covered popcorn because usually I have chocolate chips on hand and I have popcorn kernels on hand. Sometimes I'll just think about it and be like, this is a super busy week, but I'll just buy a thing of ice cream and put it in the freezer because we don't usually have ice cream in the house, that kind of thing. And that's where we're at right now. That's a treat to them. They like their Sunday treat. If it's a feast day, we get a treat. We really ramp up the liturgical seasons then. Right now we're in Lent, a time of recording this, where as always, we don't do treats during the week, but then for the Easter season, we will let them have a treat every single day of the Easter octave. We did the same thing for Christmas. We're not going to do it the entire Easter season or the entire Christmas season, but we do celebrate the octave in that way. So I hope this is helpful. I hope that you maybe just gleaned a thing or two that you can take from this and leave the rest, what doesn't apply to you, what you don't enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. And next episode, we are going to be talking about, oh, this is a fun one, 5 ways to infuse beauty into your day. So I'm going to share what I'm doing, some ideas. And as always, I love to hear, your thoughts too and make this a two-sided conversation. So if you have any comments on today's episode or comments. I'm going to be recording it, unfortunately, before you hear this one about the next episode, though. If you have, that will be a fun one. I'll say that, next time too, that I'd love to hear your ways of creating and infusing beauty in your day. And that would be fun to share with each other. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you next time.